Good Tuesday to you. Welcome to the 19th Hole Golf Show. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Great to have you here with us. 877-913-9739 is the telephone number, nationwide toll-free. Email the 19th Hole Show at hotmail.com. And the AOL Instant Messenger screen name is the 19th Hole Show. To close out the show tonight, I wanted to talk with a little bit about farm golf, because I've been promoting it for the past couple of weeks since I found it on the internet. It's something really interesting, and I got Mike Green, who is the commissioner of farm golf, to come on with us and tell us a little bit about it, and thanks for joining us tonight.
I'm glad to be here.
First of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about the inspiration for farm golf for people who haven't been to the website, and give them a little idea of what inspired you to do this.
Well, it goes back to a little fall gathering we had with a bunch of friends. We kind of rotate parties at different places every month and have some, you know, outdoor activities. So I just kind of came up with the notion of having some kind of little homemade golf course and put in a couple, well, actually four holes at that time. And we just used a PVC cap for a water line, which I have an engineering background, so I get into water distribution systems, that kind of stuff, and have some parts left over.
Wow.
So, and then the following spring, a buddy of mine, he actually has assisted in supervising golf course construction over the East Coast, and he gave me some pointers on how to build the greens and how to mix the sand and peat and what types of grass to use and various things. And so, really, in 2000, it kind of got going to where we actually had a green that you could somewhat putt on, and it took almost the whole first season before we had something that resembled a golf course.
So in terms of total time to really get the course to where it is now, how long would you say it took from groundbreaking to the actual finished product?
Well, it depends. Like, the main thing you must have is water to each green, because the grass will not grow if you don't have a regular, you know, watering program. And I had another buddy that was a contractor that actually, where we ran a water main, so to speak, that ran from the well up here near the house to each hole. So, if you had everything all lined out, you could put one of these together, you know, within a month's time. But for the actual greens to grow and be playable, you're looking at a few months.
But how much space is required for somebody who might want to do this themselves? How much in terms of acreage would they probably be looking toward acquiring in order to do this?
Oh, well, you could go, like, the way we have our course, we have six holes, so we can, you know, play 18 holes, and you could go with probably one or two if you were limited to space, but probably best if you had two holes, so, you know, you could play out and play back.
Sure.
Generally speaking, I go, we have about 6 acres here where we have the six holes.
Oh, okay.
Which they kind of go back and forth, and you could probably do something on an acre to 2 acres would probably be about the smallest you would want to go with.
What can you do in terms of practice on having your own, basically your own golf course to work with at any time you'd like in terms of practice and developing your overall game that you just couldn't do otherwise?
Well, it is convenient. You know, you can just step outside and you can play a little golf course that might not be quite up to snuff as to what you're used to playing as far as the maintenance, but it depends on how much time you want to put into it and as far as maintaining your green. And it takes a lot of work, really, to keep that grass, you know, diseases, various things that will cause problems. And you think you have it licked, and then a couple weeks later, the grass isn't looking too well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it does take a little maintenance. Of course, I have some free time on my hands. It's not a whole lot of trouble. I can pretty well do it myself, but a lot of people would probably want to hire somebody to do the maintenance.
What have you taken away in terms of lessons learned about golf course architecture as well as upkeep from this whole experience of basically maintaining your own golf course?
Well, I kind of can visualize, you know, the way I could fit the holes into the property. Of course, the property here is a little bit steep, so we have some, you know, pre-existing trees that were maybe 40 years old that we worked around, and I had one pond that I wanted to go across a couple times, and then had some low spots, and plus I also laid the holes out where you had, you know, a little difficulty in hitting the house and breaking a window.
In terms of competition, I saw on your website that there are Farm Golf World Rankings, which is really awesome to me because that means that you have a pretty well-developed league of people who enjoy doing this and who are participating on it regularly. Could you tell us a little bit about that community of golfers and really the bond that you guys have through Farm Golf?
Well, it's mainly some friends and acquaintances I've run into over the years, and we do have some people that come in, like from Texas and Oklahoma and also Florida and South Carolina, and play probably only once a year, but they're ranked in the rankings as long as they show up that one time per year, and generally speaking, we'd have, you know, 15 to maybe 20 golfers at one of our tournaments. We run a tournament every time they have one of the four majors, so our next one will be the U.S. Farm Golf Open on June 20th. So, you know, if you're in the area, you can stop by. We'll put you on a team. We're going to have three-man teams that day. So.
Oh, okay.
So that way everybody has a chance, you know, to win. We try and equalize the talent, so to speak.
So do you guys do a variety of different events, not just necessarily individual ones, but also team ones as well?
Yeah, we mainly concentrate on the team events. We'll play singles, you know, kind of on our own. And when we have the big gatherings, we always play team play. Just, you know, because everybody likes to have a chance to win a major, I guess.
Sure. I'm looking here at farmgolf.com, and everybody can check it out since they're online right now. Tell us a little bit about the results of the Farm Golf Masters. Some photos here are on the website here of the celebration, also some action. You have a pretty nice gallery going for you.
Yeah, we have quite a bit, big crowd on occasion here, which you can tell from the crowd. Some people kind of dressed rather warmly, wearing shorts, but it was a rather cool day here for the Masters since we're up quite a bit north of Georgia. But that was really the first tournament. This is our third year of majors, and this is the first year we actually had a sudden death. But unfortunately, it was a sudden death. It ended after the first hole, so the crowd didn't get a whole lot of excitement.
Well, what kind of scores do you normally see on your golf course in relationship to par? What's the all-time record?
Well, we have like 66 is par for 18 holes.
Uh-huh.
And I guess really the course record, we had, at one time we had a 9 under for 66 holes. That was pretty good. That was the best we've had. The past tournament, each team that tied were only 6 under.
That's not too bad, though. I mean, especially considering.
You know, it's a pretty tough course. You know, some days people are on, some days they're really off, so whatever happens, happens.
I also wanted to talk to you a little bit about some other stuff that's on your website. I mean, it's not just farmgolf.com with updates on farm golf, but also you do some pretty interesting stuff in terms of golf humor, which you might not necessarily find on other websites. Could you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Yes, I know our website's really hard to categorize, I guess, because we do have some news stories out there that may seem a little spiced up, but they're, you know, that's the way it is here at Farm Golf. We like to have a good time and maybe pretend we're having a better time than we really are.
Do you have plans for the future to maybe expand on what you have already, or to maybe make an alternate location, or are you perfectly content with how things are and it seems like the great involvement that you already have?
Yeah, I think 6 holes is enough to maintain as far as the greens go. But, yeah, I mean, we're interested. You know, one buddy does have a background in golf course design, and I've got an engineering design where we could, you know, lay out a course for somebody if they really wanted it with the water distribution and all that.
I also wanted to ask you a little bit something about in relationship to now golf courses that you might play that aren't your own. And do you change the way that you look at golf courses now that you have designed one yourself and you regularly upkeep it, or do you still play golf in much the same way that you did before you undertook this journey?
Yeah, it's pretty well the same. I mean, you know, I get kind of creative maybe doing various things, whether it's golf or whatever. I don't know that really, you know, it's change, because I've played more golf here probably than I have on other courses in my life, so I'm kind of a latecomer to the golf world.
Could you also tell us a little bit about, actually just for people in general who are interested in getting involved with Farm Golf, how they might go about doing so, and how maybe they can contact you as well as your website?
Well, they can just email us. You know, the address is there on the contact page on the website, and if they're really interested in doing up a course, I mean, we could make arrangements to come visit their site or give them some pointers. We've had a little deal on there that we'll, you know, for expenses and a small fee, we would come and, you know, check out your site and give you some kind of idea about what you could do. So, yeah, hopefully maybe your show will get us a course here in the near future.
And one more thing I wanted to ask you, and that is for people who might be interested in getting involved with Farm Golf and actually playing in your tournaments, first of all, when is your next tournament for people who might be interested, and how do they get involved in actually playing in your events?
Well, our next tournament is actually June 20th, and that's on a Sunday. We always just have a one-day tournament and try and play 18 holes, weather permitting, and just contact us, and, you know, we'd try and schedule in. Of course, I don't know if we had, you know, 40 teams come, we might have to start teeing off at 7 a.m. Because generally, you know, you can have about, four or five teams on the six holes at the time, because it kind of can get a little dangerous, balls coming in from several directions, so we try and minimize the, you know, the danger factor.
Well, Mike, I wanted to thank you so much for taking time out to talk with us. This is such a cool idea, and I'm so glad I came upon your website. Thanks so much for sharing your story with us, and hopefully we can talk a little bit more about Farm Golf in the future.
Okay, well, thank you for having us.
Anytime. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was Mike Green, who is the commissioner and founder of Farm Golf. You can find them at farmgolf.com. That's going to do it for us tonight on the 19th Hole Golf Show. Next week on the program, we'd look to talk to someone from Golf Digest, and also we'll bring you a little bit about golf investors from John Mueller from that company as well. So that's going to do it for us tonight. Stay tuned. 9 o'clock straight up, we'll talk about baseball and the On Deck Baseball Show with Sean and Chris. For then, I'm Ryan, and we'll talk to you next week.